Dr. Pinsky dictating at Mount Lyman, Anthony Oliverio, O-L-I-V-E-R-I-O. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Oliverio as described in reports cited above. He is now a 57-year-old male who, again, reports he injured his lower back at work on 7/14/03 when shoveling blacktop. Parity did go to the emergency room afterwards. Parity had further evaluation and treatment, including a lot of surgeries on the low back. At this juncture, he just takes pain medications through Dr. Waska, W-O-S-K-A. Period. New paragraph. As per the records supplied, he applied for a reopener on 6/14/22. Period. New paragraph. Additional treatment records show he was seen that I was in receipt of many of the treatment records you have currently supplied as listed above. Compared amongst the ones that are new, show he was seen on 5/30/18 by Dr. Waska. Period. He was still having pain in the right upper quadrant and worsens when he lifts his right shoulder up. Period. He thought this was probably related to the hardware removed from the shoulder. Period. He is following up with an orthopedist and actually getting a second opinion for a replacement of the right shoulder. Period. He was taking oxycodone for pain. Period. He followed up on 7/25/18. And he was given additional diagnoses of cervical radiculopathy. Period. He was taking oxycodone and Movantik. Period. On 9/19/18, he codified the petitioner had cervical spine fusion on 10/2/15 at C5-6 and C6-7, along with his lumbar spinal fusion. Period. On 11/14/18, his assessments were chronic lower back pain and failed back surgery syndrome. Period. His stimulator needed to be rechecked. Period. He was having difficulty charging it. Period. On 1/30/19, Dr. Waska wrote, his pain is well controlled on oral medication. Period. However, the last urine toxicology screen was positive for multiple illicit substances, which we have identified as related to his occupation, which has been discussed many times. Pretty still in the same line of work presently and does have trace amounts of multiple controlled substances. Pretty's PMP website was checked and shows compliance. Pretty's house did burn down and he's doing quite a lot of work in the house and trying to rebuild. Pretty's also salting roads with his truck and has a very high level of function. Pretty, and underline this, I cannot conceive of what illicit substances his job would have him to contain. Period. Dr. Waska followed up, had him follow up regularly. Period. On 5/22/19, he was seen again at the referral of Dr. Glassteen for a lumbar epidural injection. Period. He had undergone L5-S1 fusion in 2003 with good results. Period. Over the last several years, he has described a progressive increase in bilateral back pain worse on the right side, extending into the buttocks. Period. And underline this, he has had no other injuries or illnesses. But he does have two cardiac stents, the last one placed a year ago, and is on Plavix, which he is allowed to stop for a week at a time. But he is retired from the workforce. Period. His pain was described as constant. Period. A lumbar MRI was reviewed showing central extrusion at L3-4 with facet hypertrophy. Period. at L4-5, there was foraminal narrow with some central stenosis due to facet hypertrophy changes. At the L5-S1 level is fused and appears stable with no residual stenosis. Period. New paragraph on 12/4/19. Dr. Waska wrote, a CAT scan of the cervical spine was suspicious for C3 osteophyte fracture. Pretty could barely move his neck and has very severe pain in the upper neck, particularly on the left side. Period. He was placed in a cervical spine immobilizer and was going to see Dr. Glasstein on Monday. Pretty's oxycodone dose was increased. Period. His stimulator was being reprogrammed and having some changes done that day. Period. On T520, he returned to Dr. Waska, having seen Dr. Glasstein. Period. He did not feel the CAT scan represented a cervical spine fracture. Period. However, he is concerned about the patient's head and neck and ordered an MRI scan. Period. He's referred for physical therapy and awaiting the MRIs. Period. On 6/24/20, he told Dr. Waska he had not been able to get his MRI because of his stimulator, but he must be in a small magnet, which is only available in a closed MRI scanner, and he does suffer from claustrophobia. Period. He was prescribed a few tablets of Valium for him to take before the MRI scan to accommodate for this. Period. On 8/19/20, they had a telemedicine conference in which Mr. Oliverio stated he attempted the cervical MRI. Pretty had taken two Valium, but because the unit was closed, he was unable to complete the test due to claustrophobia. Period. So his MRI was still pending. Period. On 3/1/21, he was being seen in follow-up for a cervical epidural injection on the left of C2-3. Period reported 40% relief of neck pain and 90% relief of occipital headache. Period range of motion was improved, and he is happy with the results. Period, his worst complaint now is left-sided buttock pain just below his stimulator, radiating just proximally to the buttock area. Period, this is a new pain since he fell down the stairs. Period, an underlying that last sentence about falling down the stairs. His diagnosis again included post-laminectomy syndrome of the lumbar spine, for which he was referred for another lumbar MRI. Period. On 4/26/21, he told Dr. Waska he was scheduled for a lumbar MRI with sedation, but he was about to have the scan when there was an issue with his stimulator and the exam was canceled. But he was going to be rescheduled in the next few days, waiting to hear back from the anesthesiologist. Period. However, on 5/26/21, he told Dr. Waska he was in a significant motor vehicle accident about 2 months ago. Period. He did not recall the exact date, but we'll try to provide him the information and the police report. Period. This was a head-on collision. Period. Even though his seatbelt was fastened, he still went forward and smashed his head against the windshield and hyperextended his left wrist. Period. He was seen at the hospital where he had x-rays of the wrist that were negative for fracture. Period. He had a CAT scan of his head that was negative for bleeding. Period. He came in with a wrist splint that he purchased. Period. He has very severe hypersensitivity and allodynia of digits 1 through 3 and half of digit 4. Period. He has pain when moving the wrist into flexion or extension. Period. He cannot even put his hands in his pocket or take a shower without severe neuropathic pain. Period. He has soreness in the neck and a new left buttock pain, making it difficult for him to ambulate. Period. He is also describing weakness in the left leg. Period. He has pain with any type of activity. Period. He does have prior neck and back injuries and multi-level fusions. Period. After an exam, he was referred for an MRI of the left wrist due to very severe median nerve trauma. But he was also sent for specialty orthopedic consultation. Period. New paragraph. At another telemedicine visit on 9/27/21, he reported recently being examined by an IME physician for his left carpal tunnel syndrome and is now being approved for median nerve release. impaired regarding the left lower back and buttock. He does feel there's been a new area of pain since his auto accidents in November. It is in the left buttock region and worse with movement and extension. Paired denies current weakness. Paired his last problem is abdominal distension, which has been getting worse. Paired has been gaining weight, although not eating anymore. Paired had cysts and issues with his abdomen in the past. Paired is currently able to move his bowels. Paired, he was diagnosed with gaseous abdominal distension. Paired, on 11/11/21, Dr. Waska administered trigger point injections to the left paraspinal musculature. Paired, on 3/28/22, he had a delay in his stimulator removal, now scheduled for April 4th with Dr. Salerno. Paired stated that the stimulator was no longer effective and is causing problems with his ability to get MRI scans. Paired, his usual medications have been helpful and he continues to derive benefit from oral medication. Paired, all compliance measures have been met. Paired, he was refilled on his oxycodone. Paired, on 4/27/22, Dr. Waska wrote, he had a stimulator removed by Dr. Bhatnagar 3 weeks ago. Paired, he does have some numbness and pain in the left leg. Paired, his left hand is becoming more atrophied as his carpal tunnel release has been delayed. Paired, he remains on chronic medication for his lower back pain and is clearly relying on the medication postoperatively. Paired, on 5/26/22, Dr. Waska wrote he was recovering well from his removal of IPG and leads, but he was having increasing left buttock pain, but he walks somewhat flexed forward, but he denies radiation down the legs currently. Paired, he was administered a left sacroiliac joint cortisone injection. Paired, on 6/29/22, Mr. Oliverio reported 80% relief of a buttock and hip pain after this injection. Paired, he was very happy and was able to ambulate without pain. Paired. New paragraph on 7/27/22, Dr. Waska listed an abbreviated history of his injuries and surgeries that will be inserted here as marked on the first page. Paired, if possible, please check if we already have these described in prior reports. Paired, he also noted EMG of the left upper extremity on 1/24/18 showed moderate median neuropathy at the wrist. Paired, EMG on 8/4/21 showed severe neuropathy at the wrist and new onset cervical radiculopathy. Paired, as of the last visit with Dr. Waska, he was refilled on his oxycodone, cyclobenzaprine, gabapentin, and Movantik. Paired, new paragraph, the petitioner underwent an evaluation by Dr. Brustein on 6/16/05. Paired, he had previously evaluated Mr. Oliverio, as described in several earlier reports. Paired, he causally related to the episode of 7/14/03. Aggravation of pre-existing degenerative disc disease, coma lumbar instability, and lumbar spinal stenosis. Paired, underwent a re-exploration, decompression, infusion at L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1 by Dr. Glassine on 12/2/03 and was currently being followed by pain management. Paired, he was being prescribed narcotics by his primary care physician. where Dr. Brucian offered 30% partial total, with apportionment period of this assessment. 15% partial total was the result of the work-related episode of 7/23/91 and pre-existing injury in 1989 and surgery, 7.5% partial total as a result of the non-work-related motor vehicle accident and subsequent surgery in 2001, and 7.5% partial total as a result of the episode of 7/14/03 and subsequent surgery. Period. New paragraph, the petitioner underwent a need for treatment evaluation with Dr. Bhatnagar on 1/25/22. Brady had not worked since 2008. Period, about 8 months ago, his left leg gave out on him and he fell downstairs while at home. Period, since then, he had worsening back pain and a feeling of burning and shooting pain in his left leg. But the stimulator is not working to alleviate his pain like it did in the past. Period. Clinical exam found deep tendon reflexes 1+, the patella and Achilles tendons bilaterally. Period. Flexion extension X-ray showed instrumentation from L2 through S1. Period. The battery pack is on the left side. Period. There are wires that extend to a stimulator paddle around T11. Period. There was no gross instability on exam. Period. Diagnostic compressions were lumbar radiculopathy, failed dorsal column stimulator, and chronic pain with narcotic use. Period. They had a long discussion, noting since his fall, the stimulator stopped working, and he wanted it taken out. Period. He was referred for removal of the stimulator. Period. Dr. Bhatnagar thought it was reasonable for the cement to be removed. Period. They elected to pursue surgical intervention, noting his symptoms were mainly coming from the battery pack itself. Period. On 4/4/22, Dr. Bhatnagar performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. Mr. Oliveri was scheduled to return and follow up on 4/21/22, 4/26/22, and 5/31/22, but was a no-show for all three appointments. Period. Dr. Waska administered another left sacroiliac joint injection on 6/21/22. Period. Physical exam. He stated he currently lives in Louisiana and flew in the night before the evaluation and is leaving this evening. Period. He states he already had an IME with another physician in the morning. Period. Extremities lower. Pin sensation was diminished at the anterior right thigh and medial lower leg, but was otherwise intact. Period. Spine cervical. He had a well-healed left anterior transverse scar with preserved left outer curve. Period. Active flexion and right side bending were full to 50 and 45 degrees, respectively. Period. Extension was 40 degrees, rotation right 65 degrees and left 55 degrees, with left side bending 35 degrees. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic inspection revealed a midline scar at its lower aspect, measuring approximately 3 inches in length, but preserved left outer curve. On the sequel, he was able to walk on his heels, but declined talking. Standing or walking on his toes due to right foot surgery. Period inspection revealed another longitudinal scar in the lumbar spine, measuring 6 inches in length, making the total 9 inches. Period. He was able to sit comfortably at 90 degrees flexion, but actively flexed to 65 degrees and extended to 15 degrees. Period bilateral rotation was full to 45 degrees. Period side bending was mildly reduced bilaterally to 20 degrees without tenderness. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 75 degrees and left at 80 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. I will now describe his scars on the back in more detail. Period. At the left upper buttock was a transverse scar measuring 3.5 inches in length. Period. At the right middle buttock was a 3-inch transverse scar that he attributes to the stimulator being in and out, period. The lumbar scar showed some skin retraction, period. Impressions on 7/14/03, Anthony Oliveira was injured at work, as marked in my previous report. But since he evaluated here, he had some additional treatment in terms of his stimulator and its battery pack. Pretty was on chronic pain medications through Dr. Wasco and accepted some sacroiliac joint injections. Unfortunately, he sustained additional injuries outside of work, including a motor vehicle accident and fall down the stairs at home, period. The rest is the usual. His current clinical exam is similar to that found in 2018. Period. Accordingly, my assessments of disability will be the same as marked from that earlier report, period. End.